Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
Happy New Year.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Of course it is. Did you have a late night, did you? You forgot.
Oh no.
It does come around pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, the year's just flown by and it's already started again.
That's it. So we're starting off the year well. In our Heartbeat this week, you talked about...
Well, that's our intention.
Yes, that's okay. Right. That's right. Yeah. You talked about equipping ourselves. So let's jump right into the new year. And I thought it was a good start to the year in that in the new year, it is often when you have New Year's resolutions. You feel like you want to start afresh.
Yep. Clean slate.
Get something happening again. Whether that's, you know...
First time or renewing.
Yeah, I was going to say the annual diet, start again type, you know, healthy eating, let's start exercising, you pay for a gym membership, you know.
Yeah.
This is what we do in January. So, yes, this is the perfect time to do those things because for some reason we do have this thought of wanting to start afresh, which is a good thing. Like, starting a new year, it's a good thing to have those thoughts because it kind of gives you a clean break.
Well, it always makes me feel like the new at the beginning of the year actually represents something.
Mm.
We want to be new in our thinking, in our diet, in our health, in our body, in our mind, in our spirit. And what a great time to do it. So it's like... The name, the title alone tells you it's a good place to start.
To start, yeah. So we're starting with equipping ourselves. And if we're going to put new things into place, I liked how you started off with, well, why wouldn't we equip ourselves for what God has for us this year?
Well, think about it. If we join the gym, we then also think, oh, I probably need bike shorts and I need joggers that are going to support my feet. And if I'm going to do yoga or any floor work, I need a yoga mat. So you actually go buy the equipment, don't you?
Mm. Yep.
Why can't we do that spiritually?
Mm.
Why, when we're not even buying it, it's free.
Mm.
Why don't we go get it and equip ourselves?
Mm.
And we just don't. And we're stupid.
Mm.
You know, I'm calling myself stupid even, you know. We've got to be prepared.
Mm.
You don't walk away from the gym and you've worn these flat shoes and you're hobbling along going, oh, I should have bought the joggers.
Mm. Yep. So we want to put on the armor of God, which you talked about in Ephesians, which helps us. Once we put on the armor of God, it says in the scripture, then having done everything, it helps us to stand firm and stand firm in God and therefore in what we're about to face ahead of us for the year ahead, not just a year, but every single day. And we need to be ready to defend and protect ourselves from what will come.
Yes. Now, we know it's totally reliant upon God.
Mm.
So our relationship with him needs to be the best we can be.
Mm.
But on top of that, God, he doesn't rely on us because he doesn't have to. But he does say, well, come on now. Be sensible, be reasonable, go put your armor on, go be equipped.
Mm.
So do everything you can do and I'll do the rest.
Mm.
He can do it without us, in spite of us, but he wants us to be in relationship with him, in partnership with him and doing it with him.
Because if I think about putting armor on though and defending, it makes me straight away think that, oh, bad things are coming my way. But it's not really about that.
No.
It's about knowing that we are going to face trials. And so we know that some things in life don't go easily for us. And so it's about how do we live as a Christian, the person that God wants us to be, in the face of those things.
And it's on top of that, knowing ourselves, we are weak in different areas.
Mm.
So, for example, if you were born with weak leg muscles and you have to wear calipers or have crutches, well, you're going to then get the best equipment, the best crutches you can use, but you're also going to be getting stronger arms because you need the muscles for the arms to work.
Mm.
You're going to develop different things so you can be as strong as you possibly can. So, because, you know your legs may be a bit weaker than someone else's. And we don't want to compare ourselves, but just even looking at the human body or the human, you know, soul. So that we know, if we know truly ourselves, we know when we're weak. So don't we want to equip ourselves so we support those weak areas?
Mm,
but also not just support that, make the strong areas stronger.
And so if we talk about the armor, let's just start from the first one, is we put on the belt of truth. So we want to stand on the truth of God and what is right and what we know is to be correct, which comes from God, the truth of him that he reveals to us. So when we put on the belt of truth, what does that really mean?
Well, I think in my life, if I looked at it, if I make a decision or a choice, I've got to make it from knowledge and understanding of what I'm making the decision on. And what, hey, mud on my face if I haven't gone and researched, if I haven't gone and checked out what I think is right. Now, that's not to say that God doesn't reveal more and more to us the more we do things.
Okay, so we put on the belt of truth, and then the next piece of armor that we have is the breastplate of righteousness, and that's all about protecting our heart, that inner part of us, really. That's why we wear the breastplate, to protect.
Yeah, crucial. But it's again having a knowledge and understanding that it is Jesus who's made us righteous before God. So we can stand before God because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, and that is available to everyone. But we have to acknowledge it. We have to put it on. So you can be all creation, all creatures that God, human beings that God has created, the righteousness is available to them, but they have to accept it. You have to actually put it on.
And choose right living, because righteousness, that's choosing to live.
The first righteousness is, because of Jesus dying on the cross, all our sins have been forgiven and we've got eternal life. That's the righteous part. The next part is, yes, you have to choose to live righteously.
Okay, so we've got the breastplate of righteousness, and then we want to put on our shoes. And I like that we can choose whatever shoes we want to walk in.
Well, as long as they're shoes of peace.
Peace, yeah.
God, Jesus always came in peace. After the resurrection, remember he says, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. He comes in peace always. Even though in the peace that he comes, it says it sometimes divides brother from brother and sister from sister. Because that's our choice. The division is our choice in not choosing the right way or the truth or the way to live.
So then we take up the shield of faith, and that helps us to fight off attacks. So that's when we have that belief in God, he protects us and rescues us. So how do we actually do that? How do we hold up?
Learn scripture.
Learn
the traditions of the church. Learn prayers that are counteractive against what the enemy might tell us, might say to us. You know, it says to capture every thought and put it before God's throne. Because the enemy often puts thoughts in our minds that aren't us. To confuse us, to go, what, really? Confuse, bamboozle us, to make us feel like it's not the truth. You know, when Jesus was tempted in the desert, the enemy, the devil, came up with some scripture, but Jesus counteracted it with the truth of scripture, because the devil is a liar. And he'll present enough truth in what he's sharing about to confuse us and to think, oh, really? But it's not the whole story. He lies within, or doesn't reveal the whole truth within what he's telling us.
Yeah. I think that's going to work well with next week. You're going to share about why we should read the Bible. And that will really help if you watch that heartbeat next week.
Yeah,
that will really help, I think, with this bit of taking up the shield of faith in, like you said, if we know our scripture, then when the enemy does lie to us, we can come back with that truth because also, we know it.
I do it like if I don't have the knowledge or the words, mm. I'll just say, in the name of Jesus, be gone.
Mm.
I'll say, Mother Mary, come and help protect my mind. Mm. Help me right now with my feelings, how I, you know, the attacks that I'm having,
mm.
or the even the bad feelings or thoughts or whatever. Because you don't always have to do it again in your own strength.
Yeah.
Do it in God.
Yep, yep. Okay, so then we're putting on our helmet. And if you've watched the heartbeat video, you will see Rosemary's fashion faux pas problems with her helmet, because she has such a little head that when she takes her glasses off, the helmet falls straight over her eyes. We do have some bloopers on there if you haven't watched the whole thing. Make sure you go to the end. Okay, but we're putting on our helmet to protect our minds, and this protects our minds from the enemy.
Mm. Yes, it states in scripture, you know, capture every thought and bring it under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Mm,
mm. And it's no harm to say, Lord, is this correct? Is this truth? Can you reveal this to me? Because God would. God will help us.
Mm,
He will send his angels. He will send himself to you to help you.
And then we've got the sword of the spirit, which you also said is the word of God, and it protects our heart. So we've got all these elements that is protecting our head, so our mind, and then our heart, and that's what all the armor is all about. And then finally, I like how you shared, you actually shared verse 10, which is the beginning of this scripture, but you shared it at the end of your heartbeat, and you said, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power put on his armor. Now, when I heard you say that, my head thought straight away, it's God that gives us the grace to put on the armor, so we should first go to him. And in his grace, we can put on the belt of truth. We can put on the shoes of peace. We can do all that because he has first graced us.
Yeah, well, he reveals the truth to us.
Mm.
He reveals the scriptures that we read that help us and brings it to our mind when we have need.
Mm.
He's the one who comes and guards and protects us.
Mm.
He's the one who walks with us and goes before us and has our back.
Mm.
Yeah, totally. It's always in him.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking for the weekly challenge this week that each of us individually, maybe we could all put on one piece of armor. So I know we want to put it all on, but if we need a starting point.
Yeah, let's get used to carrying the shield of faith.
Maybe. Yes, yeah.
Let's get used to putting on the helmet every day, as long as it doesn't fall over your
glasses. Yeah, and you can't see where you're going. God will help reveal it. Yeah, so like if we just chose, you know, maybe it's for you, it's the belt of truth, or maybe it's the shoes of peace. Maybe you know when you need to walk into, I don't know.
Situations.
Yeah, family situations, work colleagues or something. You're like, I need to put on my shoes of peace here because this is what I'm going to need. So that's the challenge this week, to put on one piece of armor, and then hopefully you can just continue to add all of the armor onto your clothing. All right. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed our chat, and we do hope and pray that you have a really blessed new year this year, that it is something new and fresh for you, that you can make a clean start, and that God can come and be with you, particularly in this year and obviously in the years ahead as well. So we hope that you have a great week, and we will chat to you all again next week.
Yep. Remember, his mercies are new every morning. Have a great week. Bye.